Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a big New Year's celebration from our friends at the Shoreline Players in Oscoda, Sue Miller. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm staying warm.
Yeah, I know. It's that kind of weather for sure, and looks like it's going to stay with us for a while. But hey, you're going to heat things up on New Year's Eve there, aren't you?
We are. You know, it's one of those things where we built this phenomenal set of New York City, and we thought, why not?
Yeah.
You know, why not keep using it?
That's right, because that was from your Christmas in New York, right?
Well, actually, we started it out with our Hats Off to Broadway show.
That's right.
And then we kind of, you know, changed it up a bit for our 10th annual community Christmas show, and we brought in a giant tree for Rockefeller Center and lots of lights and everything, and we kind of all got together at our board meeting and said, hey, how many people have ever wanted to go to New York City for New Year's Eve, you know? And we don't have to go anywhere. We can do our own version of it right here. So that's what we're going to do.
Well, pretty neat idea, yeah, because there's a lot of people in New York for that ball dropping, and they don't have to go there, no traveling, just come on in. Tell us what's going to be happening on New Year's Eve, Sunday night.
Well, for starters, it's going to be warmer than being down in Times Square.
There you go. I think you're right about that.
Because our Times Square is inside.
I like the sound of that.
We decided that to kind of, you know, extend yet again the use of our lovely New York City stage, that we were going to have a little New Year's Eve celebration right there in our house. So it'll be a neat time for some fellowship, some food. If you'd like to come out, it starts at 9 o'clock, and we tell you to bring your own beverage and a dish to pass.
Yeah.
And for those who got to the Christmas show, and if you didn't come out to this or to Hats Off to Broadway, our light show this year included a new feature, and that new feature was a laser projector.
Ooh.
So our technical wizard, Mr. Eric Joseph, is even working on having our own laser ball drop for our countdown at midnight.
Nice. Okay.
And we'll have everything all lit up in our New York City set, and we're just going to enjoy a little New Year's Eve celebration.
It sounds like it. Now, there's no charge for this?
There is absolutely no charge. We just want people to come in and enjoy our theater and enjoy New Year's Eve in a safe, warm environment.
All right. So bring a dish to pass and your own beverages, but you guys are, I would imagine, supplying the music then and the rest of the show.
Absolutely. There will be some music. There'll be dancing. There'll be karaoke. There'll be just all kinds of fun. And again, you're not out in the cold like you would be if you were in New York City.
Exactly, yeah. No reservations are needed, so they don't need to call you in advance to set anything up. Just come on out Sunday night.
They don't need to call. They don't need to pay anything. Just come in and enjoy your community theater.
Ah, it sounds great. Now, if they want more information, Sue, how do they get more information about your New Year's Eve celebration there?
They can give us a call at 739-3586. They can go to our Facebook page and check it out as we add more fun stuff to the event. We're updating our Facebook page, and our Facebook page is really easy to find, Shoreline Players. That's all it is. Look for Shoreline Players. And matter of fact, I was just getting ready. I have to post that we've added karaoke now just for fun because we always, you know, something about theater folk. There's always a few people like to sing,
together. It does happen occasionally.
It does. So, you know, like you said, there'll be lots of twinkling lights. There'll be music. There'll be food. There'll be dancing. There'll be singing. And there'll be a ball drop just before midnight. It'll start.
Very nice at the theater there, 6000 North Skeel Avenue in Oscoda. Everyone's welcome to come on out and ring in the new year with the Shoreline Players. Sounds like a fun night, Sue. And we appreciate your time today, and a happy new year to you and everybody that's a part of the Shoreline Players. And we'll keep tabs with you through the course of 2018 also.
Oh, we'll be busy. Happy new year to all you folks at Carroll Broadcasting and out there listening to this great station.